it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
You're a racist!
Who the hell is... I knew this was going to happen.
Trump's a racist!
What are you doing, Larry?
I heard if I yelled that, they'd give me $5,000.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off again today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number to hang out with us here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Fun show out in front of us today. Truly a mixed bag now that we're clear of Super Bowl 51. We'll spend the early portion of the show on some NFL news. The 49ers have a new coach and all the other news around the National Football League. Clean up some business there. Probably then move on to the NBA, and as time permits, perhaps get to even the world of college basketball. But it's a wide open edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And let's do what we do at the top of each and every hour of the Attack. We run down the many ways that you could take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices. And we always start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the great apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, Smart Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack. And we thank each and every member of the armed forces for their service to the greatest country in the world. We'll kick off this edition of the Attack talking NFL news. Most notably, the 49ers have their new head coach. It's official now. We'll give you the details next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'll be back here tomorrow night at 8:30 for the dough. Cash. But don't try to run away or pull any tricks like that, because I'll be keeping an eye on things pretty close.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's kick things off here on the Spano and Black Attack, and we'll do it talking NFL and specifically the 49ers hiring Kyle Shanahan. And again, it's a big show. Much of the early going is going to be news around the National Football League. Super Bowl 51 now in the rearview mirror. We'll clean up any final thoughts on that, any cute little stories and things that involve Super Bowl 51 after we hit some of the more notable NFL news. At 40 after this hour, Dana Vollmer, multiple-time Olympic gold medalist swimmer for the United States, will join us at 40 after this hour, 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time. If we haven't finished up with the NFL news by that time, we'll clean it up and then move forward to the NBA, where there's quite a few trade rumors swirling around the NBA, and we'll dive into all of those. And as time permits, if we get to a little college hoops, we'll get to that too. But that's the rundown of this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And the place we're going to start is with the San Francisco 49ers. They hired Kyle Shanahan as their head football coach, and that's official, and it was announced. And the 37-year-old Shanahan, who was the Falcons offensive coordinator the past two seasons, will now take over as the head football coach of the San Francisco 49ers. Got a lot of work to do. The San Francisco 49ers offensively are pretty well devoid of talent. So Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have a very much an uphill climb. If there's a shred of hope here, it doesn't look like the NFC West is what it was. That's number one. And number two, there is some talent on the 49ers defense. I think there's still a long way to go on both sides of the ball. And everybody around the 49ers should preach patience to this fan base, because they haven't gotten very far in their rebuilding project, and that's why Trent Baalke is gone. Since they let Jim Harbaugh walk to Michigan, things have not gone well. Jim Tomsula was a disaster of a head coach. Chip Kelly just got swept out with Trent Baalke and the entire old regime. And it is a roster devoid of talent that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch take over and are entrusted with rebuilding. They don't have a quarterback. They have a running back. Their offensive line, which at one time, just a few years back, was one of their strengths, is in a state of decay. They lack playmakers at the receiver position. On defense, there's some talent. Again, not a lot. And they have a long way to go there. But I think they're a lot closer on defense than they are on offense, where they are light years away from being productive. So if you're the 49ers, you're going to have some patience with Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. This is a franchise that is truly on the bottom. Maybe outside of the Cleveland Browns, the least talented team in all of football and the least talented roster. And in a division where the Seattle Seahawks are the kings of the hill, it's going to be a long uphill climb. I don't know where Arizona's going. I don't know if their window's starting to close. And the Rams really aren't ahead of the 49ers at all. they have a defense at least. And with Wade Phillips as their defensive coordinator, you'll see that defense improve. So the 49ers are at the bottom of the pile. The glimmer of hope is I don't know how good this division's going to be going forward outside of Seattle. And they've got, you know, the number two overall pick in the NFL draft, plenty of salary cap dollars. And you hope, because it's a new regime taking over, that there'll be some patience in rebuilding a franchise that has truly bottomed out. Understand, they have nothing, including not having a quarterback. And obviously Shanahan, who's been the offensive coordinator in Atlanta for the last couple of years. Before that, he had stints in Cleveland, Washington, and Houston. He's very, very familiar with Kirk Cousins, which means that Shanahan and Lynch could target Kirk Cousins, who will be a free agent, and they could give Washington a big battle for the services of Kirk Cousins. Obviously, Jimmy Garoppolo is probably on their list in some form or fashion, as he is on Cleveland's list. And then an interesting one is I heard Matt Schaub, who Shanahan is very familiar with as he's backed up Matty Ice in Atlanta the last couple of years. Matt Schaub is done being a productive starter in this league. So, you know, I'm reading this article. I just don't think that that's a direction that the 49ers go for any kind of quick fix at the quarterback position. If you bring in Cousins, you bring in Garoppolo, you perhaps hit the ground running at the quarterback position. Doesn't mean that there's instant results as far as wins and losses, as this team is so far away as it relates to productive playmakers that either of these quarterbacks may have some struggles while they try and get him some weapons. That said, the 49ers also hold the second overall pick in the NFL draft. Maybe they use that to upgrade at the quarterback position, bring in a Mitch Trubisky, a Deshaun Watson. I don't know that that's the most desirable option, as none of these quarterbacks in this crop to me look like that high first round pick. They look much more suited to be mid first round picks who end up getting pushed to the top of the draft board because they play the quarterback position and teams have to have a quarterback in this league to win. Again, I like Trubisky an awful lot, but he's going to take a long time to develop because he didn't play that much college football. Deshaun Watson, I'm not sure on. Deshaun Kizer, not sure on. These are guys that are the first three quarterbacks that are going to come off the board, and I'm not absolutely sold on any of them. There's no Andrew Luck in the mix here. That's for sure. And when you invest this high a draft pick somewhere in the top one or two in the draft on a quarterback that's this unproven and that there are this many questions on, I think you run the risk of really setting back your franchise. So I'm guessing that San Francisco, John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, they will probably start with looking at a veteran signal caller first. I think they'll try and target Cousins and Garoppolo first. And I think if they have success there, they will probably be very, very, very pleased because they'll be able to hit the ground running and they won't have to invest that top two pick in a reach quarterback. I really, really do think they will be blessed there. If it doesn't work out that way, well, then they may end up being forced to address quarterback and reach with that number two overall pick. Or maybe they say, you know what, we're taking best available athlete. When the quarterback comes, it comes, and we figure it out somewhere down the line. So, you know, it's going to be extremely, extremely interesting to see what the 49ers do and what kind of success they're able to have because of the gravitas that Kyle Shanahan has as an offensive mind. Can he get Kirk Cousins? Can he get Jimmy Garoppolo? Will they get into that bidding war with Cleveland? And what will it cost them? So this will all be incredibly interesting stuff. And I'm very, very and extremely intrigued to see how this all transpires. As I think there's a lot of avenues and a lot of ways that the 49ers quarterback situation could play out. I think they would favor the veteran approach, as I don't think anybody is enamored with these quarterbacks at number 2 overall pick. So we'll bear watching. We'll continue to discuss Kyle Shanahan to the 49ers, along with John Lynch as their GM next, and move on to other NFL news here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
Well, they're going to need the heart of a champion in San Francisco as they try and turn around the 49ers. Again, Kyle Shanahan, the new head coach. John Lynch announced last week as their new general manager, and they have an uphill climb as far as the rebuilding battle. The rebuilding project that is the 49ers. Again, a couple of glimmers of hope in my mind. This division, which at one point was considered one of, if not the NFL's best, looks like it's starting to fall on hard times. We're unsure about if the window has closed or is quickly closing on the Arizona Cardinals. Seattle's good, but they're not where they were. And And the Rams, I guess they're ahead of the 49ers in their rebuilding project, just in the fact that they do have the young quarterback. They've got Wade Phillips as their defensive coordinator, and they have a very good, and they have the pieces to be a very good defense. For San Francisco, they're at the back of the pack as far as the NFC West. Their defense has a few pieces, but a long way to go. Their offense has even fewer pieces and a longer way to go. And again, they don't have the quarterback. And I guess, you know, as we were saying a little bit in the last segment, that's where it's all going to start for them. Can they get one of those coveted veteran signal callers that will be on the market, the young veteran signal callers that can hit the ground running, that will allow them not to have to use or allow them to not consider using their number two overall pick on a quarterback? Because I think in this year's class, that's a tremendous reach. Maybe they can get one of the later round prospects and see if that works out. Or maybe they come in with a stopgap veteran. They're going to be bad again next year. And maybe they dive into the quarterback pool next year when they, if they like what's there a little more. So I think that first step, whether they can get a veteran, a young veteran like a Cousins or Garoppolo, whether that's a direction they go, whether they reach for one of the quarterbacks this year at the top, you know, that decision is going to be really the start and the first major move in their rebuilding project, and it's one that's really going to shape their success. Because the realities are in today's NFL, no matter how far away you are and how early you are in your rebuilding project, you will not get more than 3 years. So at the end of year three, if they haven't isolated a quarterback and he's not starting to grow and they haven't added some weapons and there's not very much in the way of progress, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan will be blown out the door and Jed York will be starting all over again. So again, a good sound hire for me. I understand we're all being a little critical of Kyle Shanahan and some of his play calling late in the Super Bowl as the Atlanta Falcons coughed up a 25-point Super Bowl lead. But the guy also was the architect of one of the most dynamic offenses we've seen in a long time in the NFL, and statistically the seventh most dynamic offense in NFL history. So with that being the case, the guy can flat out call some football. He was pivotal in the development of the early development of Kirk Cousins. The guy has shown he is a quality offensive mind. He grew up in a coaching family. He grew up around football. So he has a clear understanding of the plan. Let's just see how it all works out. And a lot of it will depend on John Lynch and how ready he is to be the general manager despite coming in with no experience. And if Jed York can help turn this thing around. So it'll be an interesting watch in San Francisco. Again, a long way to go. The organization is going to have some patience. And after three seasons, they're going to have to show some progress. They're going to have found their quarterback. They're going to have upgraded some pieces. And they're going to have made some progress and at least jumped ahead of the Rams in their rebuilding project. Otherwise, this group will probably be right back out the door. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in on the San Francisco 49ers and Kyle Shanahan, that number again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56. Other news around the National Football League, and I guess these are kind of quick-hitting stories that we'll hit one by one before we get to Dana Vollmer at 40 after the hour. The hunt for Tom Brady's jersey continues. It was stolen right after the Super Bowl. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has asked the Texas Rangers, not the baseball team, but the police department, to assist the Houston Police Department in the effort to find the jersey. And Tom's been down this road before as far as having now won 5 Super Bowls and 7 appearances. But even he said, hey, these jerseys, and I'm paraphrasing, these are coveted jerseys. This is not one of the ones I wore in a regular season, one of 16 regular season games on a given year. even though it's, you know, me and I've been to more of these than anybody and have won more than anybody, we're talking about only five winning jerseys for him. So they want to get that back. Obviously, it'll end up being something that's either goes in his family archives or goes to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I'm sure this year with the health of his mom, and I'm not going to dive too deeply into that because they basically reporter bombed her and I'm not comfortable with that. But with some of the health issues that she's been dealing with, maybe this one's a little more special and maybe he just wants to keep this one. So I hope it gets found. I don't want to get all mushy about it, but I hope it gets found because I don't like when people steal this property because of its value. The right thing to do is for the owner to have it. I guess the last couple of stories are Matt Patricia wearing the shirt that portrayed Roger Goodell as a clown. I'm all for it. Roger Goodell is a clown. That said, probably a lot of fans in New England will like him. Don't know if that's the kind of shirt that you want to be photographed in if you eventually have aspirations for being a head coach. It will show a certain level of maturity that the other 31 owners around the league will be reticent to interview you or hire you as their head football coach. So probably not the soundest move for Matt Patricia. Got a laugh out of the team. Some of the other assistants, perhaps, I'm sure, had a chuckle. A lot of the fans had a laugh, and they love him. But it may end up meaning that Rob Patricia is a longtime defensive coordinator with the New England Patriots as opposed to getting his own gig. Alden Smith back. Looks like he's going to be reinstated from his suspension in March, right around the corner, about 3 weeks away, as long as it doesn't have another slip in the drug program between now and then. He reacted that there's nobody who can stop me now. Well, the truth is, very few teams have stopped Alden Smith. The only person that has ever stopped Alden Smith, really with any regularity or effectiveness on a National Football League field, is Alden Smith. So hopefully for Alden Smith's sake, professionally and personally, he's conquered some of his demons and some of the things that were haunting him. And he can get back on the field, regain some of that amazing production or all of that amazing production, and be an asset to himself, his team, and his community, and not continue to be haunted by those demons. Because this defense for the Oakland Raiders, I thought it got better as the year went along, but generally underperformed for most of the year. And the pass rush wasn't quite where it needed to be. Well, if everything goes according to plan, Alden Smith has conquered his demons. He can stay on the field, and he's the Alden Smith of old. You couple that with Bruce Irvin and Khalil Mack, that's three devastating pass rushers, and all of them will not be able to be blocked. So if you have any concerns about your defense, that'll stop it right there. I don't care how well you cover or don't cover on the back line. When you have those three coming forward in pass rush on the same play, rarely is it going to matter how well you cover people because quarterback's going to be on his posterior. So for the Raiders, this is something that could turn this defense around in a major, major way and make them a defense in an NFL full of high-powered, high-octane passing offenses, a defense that is impossible to pass upon. And coupled with that offense led by Derek Carr and Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree and what will end up being a stable of running backs and behind the second best offensive line in football, perhaps, this young Oakland Raider team becomes incredibly dangerous, whether they're playing in Oakland, Los Angeles, San Antonio, San Diego, Guam, London, it doesn't matter. Wherever they play, they will be and wherever they call home, they will be a lethal football team. Alden Smith could make that much of a difference. You know, when you look at his numbers, he's an incredible pass rusher. He's had an incredible amount of unrest and instability in his life. And he has been beset by many, many personal issues and demons. And if he's turned the page on that, and again, he becomes that Alden Smith that he was, well, now you got something. That said, let's hope for the best for him personally first, and hope it translates to the best for Alden Smith professionally. Up next, Dana Vollmer. We're going to talk women's heart health in conjunction with CVS and women's swimming next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
It's Eric here from Together.Guide with your Together Minute. Ask anyone who's married and they'll tell you that no matter how healthy the marriage, you're going to disagree at times. Sometimes the conflict is easy to handle, and sometimes it'll make you wonder why you ever got married in the first place. Either way, when the inevitable conflict arises, you essentially have three options: break up, ignore it, or use the conflict to deepen your relationship. Now, I suggest the third. And yes, it's easier said than done, but here's the Jedi mind trick. Stop convincing and start understanding. Fundamentally, we're all arguing because deep down we think we need to prove our point in order to be safe. And it might be true. Regardless, understanding the deep trigger of fear behind the argument is your access point to truly knowing yourself and your partner. If you can do that, you'll create a love that lasts a lifetime. This is Eric Newton from the Together Podcast. To learn more about our show, visit our website, www.together.guide. The Together Minute is brought to you by Match.com. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. I'll have Dana Vollmer in just a minute, and we'll talk about women's heart health and a great program she's involved in conjunction with CVS Pharmacies. And we'll talk about her storied career and, you know, how long it's spanned and just, you know, her life outside swimming. You know, we're going to go in a lot of different directions with Dana Vollmer, as we often do in these interviews here on the Spano and Black Attack. And again, as I said, here's the last story we'll do in NFL before we get to Dana, because we hit all the other news. Super Bowl 51 shatters a previous record with $138.5 million wagered in Las Vegas. And the house coming out ahead for the 25th time in the last 27 years. The total handle shattered by $6 million, the record set last year between the Broncos and Panthers. So one business that certainly is growing in the world of sports, even if you have doubts about some of the growth of some of the other business aspects of sport, it's certainly the gaming business. Again, total handle shattered by $6 million over last year. And sportsbooks made $10.9 million off of the New England Patriots' victory over the Atlanta Falcons. And the bottom line is sportsbooks always make money. They make money on the VIG. And enough about gambling. Let's talk about somebody who's never been one to fall short. She's Dana Vollmer. She joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack, one of America's great swimmers. Dana, it's an honor to have you join us this morning. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano.
Yeah, hi, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Before we start talking about swimming and so many of the things you have achieved, let's talk about the good work that you're doing in conjunction with CVS Pharmacies to help make women aware of heart health. And this goes into something that you're a survivor of and that you've overcome. So talk a little bit about your work with CVS Pharmacies.
Yeah, so when I was just 14 was when I went through my own scary heart episode with a racing heartbeat and finding random patterns of a syndrome called long QT. And it definitely was the inspiration to become passionate about empowering women to take charge of their own heart health and to become involved with the American Heart Association. So CVS now as a national sponsor and joining forces for the month of February. And you can go in anytime during February, but they're giving free heart screenings on Valentine's Day for women. And it's super quick, and you get to know your five numbers. You need to know your cholesterol, your HDL cholesterol, blood sugar, blood pressure, and your BMI. And with those numbers, you can talk to your physician and you can make lifestyle changes, nutrition changes, things that will help make heart disease preventable.
Let's talk about your own battle with heart disease, how you've overcome that and how you were able to overcome that and get back in the pool and compete at such a high level in a physically strenuous event like swimming. You know, swimming is not healthy, but it is also strenuous. So talk about that, and also talk about how swimming helped make your heart stronger, make it better, and actually helped you overcome your condition.
Yeah, so when I was 14, I had a racing heartbeat. So I got out of the pool, and my heart was racing at 250 beats per minute, and we couldn't get it to go down. And so going into the cardiologist, getting testing done, and the cardiologist worked really hard with me to help figure out a way that I could still be in the pool. And so my mom actually then carried a defibrillator around with me to every practice, ever meet. She was there with the defibrillator. And, you know, I think it was one of those things that I had swam my entire life. And then to have that scary moment where you realize that it might be taken away, that it just makes you appreciate every single day that you're in the pool. And, the training that I got to do, it was like I wanted it that much more. And so to be able to have that drive going into the 2004 Olympics and then you know, helping me go through to 2012 and to 2016. And so it's been such an amazing journey to kind of have that scary episode as a child to motivate me to swim and to also be so passionate about joining forces with the American Heart Association.
You know, let's talk about the 2004 games first. You know, I mean, you were younger then. It was your first go around with the Olympics. You were, you know, much more recently, you know, moving forward and evolving from your heart episodes. Talk about that experience as the young lion on that team and, you know, fairly recently recovered from some heart woes. Talk about that experience and maybe how unique that was.
Yeah, I think I was 16 at the 2004 Olympics, and looking back, everything was so overwhelming. I mean, my first Olympics, and I remember standing on the blocks and having, you know, such talent. talented people around you. And when we got our gold medal and broke the world record, and you know, how do you react to that? I ended up just kind of copying people around me. And I think, you know, more so of going back to the heart condition, it was just to feel so appreciative of the journey to have gotten there, and the knowledge that I now have, and the care for my body and paying attention to how my body feels, what I fuel it with, the exercise, the training that I'm doing, and to have it all pay off with a gold medal and a world record was so rewarding in 2004.
You know, roll it forward 8 years. Now you're, I won't call you an elder statesman because that's not fair, but you are experienced. You're an older woman. You're more mature. You're also not, it's not your first time in the Olympics. Talk about how much different 8 years later is, and then even again 12 years later it is, as the quote-unquote elder statesman of these teams and somebody who has experience and somebody who younger swimmers are leaning on for that experience.
I mean, going from 2004, 8 years later, to be on the 2012 team, and there's a lot that happens in 8 years. And I think the disappointment of missing the team in 2008 really helped me kind of change my mental strategy to the sport, helped me kind of revamp how I was training, the technique that I was using. And I feel like after having won a gold medal in 2004, to have missed the team in 2008, I was so driven in 2012. And to finally touch the wall and to get my own gold medal for that individual 100 fly, and to have broken the world record, and the team and the relays, and to walk away with 3 gold medals. I mean, I didn't think that you could top that. And so then 4 years later to 2016, it was one of those journeys of, you know, I swam for a year after 2012, decided that I thought I was done with the sport, decided I was ready to start a family. My son is now 23 months old, and then again to feel like I wasn't done with the sport, and that, you know, just because women give birth doesn't mean that we can't be professional athletes at the same time. And to attempt to make that comeback and to make that team, and to it is weird kind of being the older one after being the young one in 2004, but I feel like that helps me in how I talk to younger swimmers as well. So I have been there. I have been the one that's so overwhelmed and doesn't know how to react, and then, you know, at 2016, to just be so excited to be there, the journey, to have proven that you can come back after giving birth, you can, you know, be healthy and know your body and know how to train, and it's just been a really amazing journey.
Well, I know the next chapter for you and Andy is your second child, expected in July, and we congratulate you for that, number one. Number two, what's the next chapter of your life? You've been to 3 Olympics now, multiple gold medals in world championship, Pan Am Games, you name it, you've done it. What's the next chapter of your life before we let you go, number one? And one more time, the 411 on the work you're doing with CVS in conjunction with them to make women aware of some of the heart health issues and the things they can do to prevent troubles.
Yeah, so, I mean, I am looking at 2020. It's one of those where, you know, people say I've kind of done it all in the sport, that I might as well retire. But it's also a lifestyle. It's what I love. I love getting up in the mornings and training and then having the rest of the day to be with my family. And so it's one of those where I can't really see being done, and I'm going to kind of keep training until some youngsters come up and start kicking my butt. But it's also just been an amazing journey with feeling that I've been able to empower women, and that women have, you know, looked at their lives and been able to take control of their bodies and their heart health. And so the month of February, Heart Awareness Month, Valentine's Day, free heart screenings for women. So go in, know those 5 numbers, be able to help us in the battle against heart disease. So get into one of those CVS Minute Clinics and take control of your heart health.
Dana, thanks so much for a few minutes. We want to keep you on schedule and let you spread the word. It's a very good word, very important message. Thank you so much. You're welcome here on the Spano and Black Attack anytime you'd like.
Thank you so much. And if people want more information, they can go to cvs.com/content/goRed.
You're the best. Thanks so much. Let's do it again soon, okay?
All right. Thanks.
You got it. Bye-bye. Dana Vollmer joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, talking about her storied career, her family, heart awareness, what she was able to overcome, and a whole lot more here on the Spano and Black Attack. And we always like those stories, you know, where Bob and I have spent a lot of our time, and Darren's been a key in all of this, in getting involved in the Olympic movement. We spend a lot of our focus and focus a lot of our energies during the Olympics on Olympic coverage. We interview a great many Olympic legends, current Olympic athletes before going into events and after winning their medals. So we have a certain special feeling for those that compete in the Olympic Games and those that overcome great obstacles like Dana did in order to compete at that highest level. So it was really, really great to talk to her today. And not only talk about her storied career, but spread some awareness on women's heart health and, you know, getting checked and making sure to avoid something that can be problematic. So, again, she gave you the 411, and it's a program in conjunction with CVS pharmacies and those CVS Minute Clinics. So get out there, get yourself checked, and do the right thing, ladies. And there's great opportunities to do it all month long in February, and particularly on Valentine's Day. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number again, 800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with us here on the Attack. For those that like Twitter better, at JoeSpano56, at SportsByLineUSA. Hour one, a little swimming, a lot of NFL. Hour two is going to be a lot of NBA, and as time permits, perhaps a little college basketball as well. That's the way we're going to handle hour number two of the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. We're going to step out, take a quick break. When we come back, tie a bow around hour number one of this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Let's tie a bow around hour one, an hour packed with NFL news, a little bit of swimming as Dana Vollmer, multiple-time Olympic gold medalist over multiple Olympics, joined us. We hit all the big stories around the NFL and around Super Bowl 51. We really tied a bow around everything from the gambling record, Kyle Shanahan becoming the new head coach of the 49ers, the latest on Tom Brady's missing Super Bowl jersey. And I guess this is the final one and a good way to end the hour. And then in hour number two, we'll swing over to the hardwood and talk basketball, mostly NBA. We all thought Lady Gaga jumped from the roof of NRG Stadium in Houston live. It was actually taped. I guess they didn't want to risk her life and limb live in broadcast. I'm actually reading the detail. It was that opening segment where she sings from the roof and then jumps down. That was actually recorded before the game. And then from there it was live. That was something I didn't know. And I guess it wasn't a well-guarded secret, but it's now out. No big deal. You want to make sure it goes right. You want to make sure it looks clean on TV. Takes nothing away from the halftime performance for me. Again, a great job. That's a wrap on hour number one. Lively hour it was, a true mixed bag. Hour two, more of the same. Lots of NBA, a little college basketball. But now we're going to step aside here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then I'll be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president violated the Constitution in very fundamental ways, and that's impacting thousands of people across our country, and frankly, that's not right.
That claim by Washington State's Attorney General Robert Ferguson as the Democrat speaks to NBC News about President Trump's executive order placing temporary restrictions on travel to the U.S. from seven Middle East nations known to harbor terrorists until vetting is improved. Ferguson saying he expects the courts will block that executive order.
In a courtroom, it's not the loudest voice that prevails. It's the Constitution.
While addressing troops at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida yesterday, President Trump did not specifically refer to the issue, but said he won't allow terrorism to take root in the U.S., so...
People that love us and want to love our country are allowed in, not people that want to destroy us.
Before addressing troops at MacDill, the president met with leaders at Central Command. This is USA Radio News.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher opens up the mystery of the Gat Shmanim as they sit inside a garden. In Hebrew, a stone is used to crush grapes or olives. It's called a gat. The word for oil is shemen. For oil to be released, there has to be a crushing or a press, the gat shemen or the oil press. In Israel, there's actually a place called the oil press, gat shemen or gat shmanim. You know it as Gethsemane. Why did Messiah go to Gethsemane? Because it was gat shmanim, the place of crushing, and there his will was crushed and then his life. And as oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, so the crushing of olives brings oil, so the crushing of Messiah brings forth the oil of the Holy Spirit. And from that oil is the oil of gladness and healing and blessings to pour into your life from Gethsemane, gat shmanim, the oil press.
Begin a journey that will change your life. The Book of Mysteries, now available online and wherever books are sold. Or go to mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
DeVos refused to agree with a Democrat that schools are no place for guns.
U.S. Senate Democrats hold the floor of the Senate all night long, calling attention to their opposition of Betsy DeVos for Education Secretary. Now, two Republicans have joined Democrats in opposing the Trump nominee, Maine's Susan Collins and Alaska's Lisa Murkowski. So if no other Republicans are swayed, DeVos is basically assured of a 50-50 confirmation vote, and that would leave Vice President Mike Pence to then break the tie as early as today. A bizarre mishap leaves a Georgia deputy dead. Here's Tom Roberts with details.
Richmond County Sergeant Greg Maher responded to the Zytec storage facility in Augusta Sunday and was reportedly overcome when he entered the building. Fire officials were able to pull him out, but he died soon after. Liquid nitrogen can freeze objects on contact and remove oxygen from poorly ventilated places. Federal safety officials are opening an investigation into Maher's death.
This is USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
Israel's parliament voting to approve 4,000 new Jewish homes in the West Bank. A 60-50 vote on a bill last night would retroactively approve settlement homes already built on land that Palestinians consider part of an eventual Palestinian state. In legalizing those homes, the law would compensate original landowners with either money or property. Palestinian officials say the bill could kill the chance for a peace deal between the Israelis and the Palestinians, and the bill is expected to be challenged in Israel's Supreme Court. A few days ago, the Trump administration did issue a statement advising Israel that continued settlements in disputed territories could make achieving peace more difficult.
President Reagan inspired a generation of Americans on both sides of the aisle.
That's California State Senate President Kevin DeLeon on what would have been Ronald Reagan's 106th birthday. The California Senate honoring one of the most successful governors in that state's history, who went on to be one of the most famous presidents of our nation. Republican Senator Gene Fuller praising Ronald Reagan, saying his museum gives people a great picture of his character.
It really showed who he was as a man, as a person. What a humble personality he was.
The Reagan Library and Museum in Southern California is the largest of the 13 federally operated presidential libraries. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. paper. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music. And not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let everybody stay where they are.
Ho, 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 Ruby! Good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the conversation. Again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Big Hour 2 out in front of us. It's going to be basketball, basketball, basketball. Hardwood, hardwood, hardwood. A lot of NBA, a lot of trade rumors, a little bit of college basketball as time permits. That's the rundown hour two of the Spano and Black Attack. So let's do what we do at the top of each and every hour of the attack, and let's run down the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices. Starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, that's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Smart Radio, all downloadable to any device you can think of, maybe even a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least, in our hearts and minds, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we thank each and every one of those members of our armed forces for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. If it wasn't for you guys and ladies protecting our shores and borders, I don't know what freedoms we would enjoy and what freedoms we wouldn't. Up next, we tip off hour two talking NBA. Is love really coming to New York for Carmelo Anthony? And is he really going to Cleveland? We'll have the latest on it next here on the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now.
800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You want to take a chance on that?
There was a report in the New York Post today.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it and heard about it. It's trash. And the guy who wrote it is trash, too, for writing that, especially during a game like that. So, you know, it's always about outside noise, and that's just outside noise. For us, we got to focus on what needs to be done in order for us to continue to compete for a championship, and we got who we got. Our GM would do a great job of, you know, figuring out if we need something else, but right now we're in a good place.
LeBron James caught after the game the Cavaliers' overtime victory and a great one over the Washington Wizards. His thoughts on the report out of the New York Daily News that suggests that he, LeBron James, is pushing the Cavaliers and their general manager, David Griffin, to trade Kevin Love for his good friend Carmelo Anthony. This one was right after the Cavaliers' 140-135 overtime victory over the Wizards in what was one hell of a regular season basketball game last night. You could have saw it nationally on TNT. And, you know, in hearing LeBron's reaction, let's tackle the latest report. You know, this is a trade that I guess we all thought was dead and buried. We heard the initial report of Phil Jackson calling David Griffin and making the trade proposal, and basically David Griffin laughing him off the phone and hanging up. And we thought it was dead there. We heard Phil Jackson going to Boston and basically either getting rebuffed there or getting, all right, we'll help you facilitate a three-team deal that gets Melo to the Clippers because we don't want him. And we're going to get back most of the more desirable pieces from the Clippers in that deal, and you'll get a bunch of bad salaries and the direct left over. So that deal went nowhere and kind of died on the vine. But Phil Jackson, now again, we always talk about this. Leaks. If you remember, when Brad Stevens was to take over as the head coach of the Boston Celtics, there were no leaks out of Boston. There were no leaks out of Butler. The reason there were no leaks, he didn't want any leaks. Leaks come out of these organizations because somebody wants them out. And the New York Daily News is a place where Knicks sources often leak news. So when I heard the original story on this and read the original story on this, that made sense to me because Love is playing some of the best ball of his career and he's pivotal to the success of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he fits the style of basketball that LeBron and the Cavs want to play. Melo is LeBron's good friend, but he doesn't fit what the Cavaliers want to do. And the idea of taking Melo for LeBron, taking the older player for the younger player, the lesser player for the better player, the more expensive player for the cheaper player as well, Because when that trade kicker kicks in an additional 15%, Melo's like $24 million a year. So you add salary, you add luxury tax, and you hurt your team. It's not that Melo is a bad player. Kevin Love is a better player. His defense is improved. Melo's defense never improves. It's the same old Melo defensively. Love's the better rebounder. He's the more versatile scorer. And for a team that fancies itself as a small ball team, Love's ability to play the four and five depending on matchup and making both traditional fives and traditional fours pay for guarding him, his ability to rebound, and better rebound than Melo and everything else, the trade wouldn't make any sense. It's not logical for the Cavs. It's not logical for LeBron to want to push it either. Makes them worse. Friendship aside, LeBron, when it comes to the basketball court, is all business. Friendship aside, he knows that Love's the better player. This is not what he's pushing for. So what you're hearing is the leaks coming out of the New York front office. It's the leaks that Phil Jackson wants to put out there because he wants to make Melo look attractive to trade. And he wants to try and get somebody to bite on a Melo trade. Unfortunately, Melo is an extremely flawed superstar. He can flat out score the basketball with anybody. With anybody. He is a good rebounder. He can play defense and facilitate the offense of others when he wants to. That effort and desire is inconsistent. I don't know if he is the guy that you can win with and what kind of piece he can be. I mean, he's had great international success and maybe on a team with LeBron and Kyrie and some other pieces, he can win in a major way. But with the Cavaliers, Love's not the problem. Love's a terrific player for them, and they finally, with Ty Lue as the head coach, they have it all on the same page that way. The Cavaliers don't need to make the big deal where they have to rework all the chemistry. Here's what they need going forward. They need a backup point guard. So for the balance of the regular season and at times in the postseason, they have somebody to take the ball handling pressure off of Kyrie Irving and off of LeBron James. LeBron talks of his desire to get another rim protector and rebounder and defender on this roster. That I don't know is going to happen, and Melo won't help any of that. That's not going to happen. They had one in Timothy Mozgov, and basically they stapled him to the bench. This is a team that likes to play small. They like LeBron and Kyrie to be able to dribble penetrate and everybody else to spot up and shoot threes. Everybody on the floor has to be able to shoot the three. Kyrie and LeBron will lead the ball handling. One more ball handler, and they're just fine. J.R. Smith's going to come back from injury and add yet another three-point shooter and perimeter defender. Iman Shumpert dealing with an ankle injury. He'll be back as the season goes along, unless he ends up getting traded for that reserve point guard. And that may be the case. But the main core would be, obviously, Irving, whoever that backup point guard is, Korver and J.R. Smith at the two guard, LeBron James, Tristan Thompson, Kevin Love, Channing Frye, and occasional minutes from Richard Jefferson or James Jones. They're ready to go. You know, this idea to bring in this other rim protector, this other big, that's only going to slow them down. You know, they don't want to play slow. They're not a good defensive team, and they're not going to be. But they are going to be, you know, lethal in their offensive execution. And a lot of times they're going to get three while you only get two. And they're going to be a bear for any team to stop. So the idea of taking away their best rebounder, their best big, their best interior scorer, their best big matchup nightmare, who's playing improving defense and really understands his role on this team and how to play with LeBron and Kyrie and company and is being used right by Ty Lue. To take that, move that out to bring in Melo and deal with his ISO ball-stopping basketball and having him try to adjust to the Cavaliers in February, in late February, that compromised your playoff run. So the idea that that would happen is preposterous. David Griffin's not going to do it. LeBron James is not going to lobby for it. He's not going to want it. This is quite simply a rumor, as LeBron said about the reporter. The rumor is trash, and the guy who wrote it was trash. And I don't know if I'd call him trash, you know, reporting it during the game. That's what we do today. But the rumor is trash, and it's basically a rumor put out there by the Knicks organization to make LeBron look like a to make Melo look like a desirable trade chip, so that maybe they can get some action on the Melo trade front, as there's really been none. Because Phil wants Melo out of there, and he wants to start a rebuilding project around Kristaps Porzingis, around Hernan Gomez, and a couple of other guys. You know, there's a couple of pieces there. But most notable are those couple of bigs that look like they can really play, especially Porzingis. But they need more help. And a good way to get that help would be to remove Melo and that huge salary. More NBA talk next here on The Attack, as there's other trade rumors we're going to explore. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, no flipping.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
Right back at you as we continue here with the attack. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56, let's keep it to 140 characters or less, or at Sports Byline USA. The focus this hour has been the NBA. The focus in hour one was a lot of NFL and a little bit of swimming. So another trade rumor. We talked about the fact that all these rumors about Melo going to Cleveland, it's all spin doctoring and it's all leaks from the New York Knicks front office to try and get some traction and perhaps get somebody to bite on Melo. Not going to happen. They're not going to move him at the deadline. They may be able to work something out when there's time in the offseason. But I don't think they're going to get anywhere near fair value for him, or equal value, I should say, just because he's such a flawed superstar. That said, let's go on to the Philadelphia 76ers. You know, they have that tremendous logjam in the front court in that they drafted so many centers over the last couple of years. And we talked about it. I'm not going to criticize the process. I loved Sam Hinkie as a general manager and what he did. And what did I say? They're going to keep drafting the best available player on their draft board when these guys come up. And then what they'll do from there is once the deck chairs start getting assembled, they'll start moving some deck chairs if they have too many that are that take up the same spot, or they have mismatched deck chairs that don't fit. And that's kind of where they are now. You know, you look at the record and you've seen some wins and you're starting to see a little bit of that progress now that Joel Embiid has emerged as that lights out superstar. That said, it's still a lottery team at this point. And the thing that benefits them the most is they have the option to swap first round draft picks with Sacramento, who is another clear lottery team as well. And, you know, if they're able to land another top five, top three type pick and add yet another potential star to this roster, this becomes eventually down the road an incredibly dangerous team. And again, this is really all about Joel Embiid. That's what everybody needs to understand. If Joel Embiid can stay healthy, get clear of any residual leg issues and the minutes limitations and the restrictions on him are in the rearview mirror, and he's not Sam Bowie, he's not Greg Oden, he's not Bill Walton, he instead overcomes it and develops to the fullest of Joel Embiid, much like Brooke Lopez overcame his early foot issues and foot woes in his career. Well, the 76ers have a legit star and one of the best two or three centers in the entire National Basketball Association on their roster, and a perennial all-star, difference maker, and game changer. Now the winning will start. They've kind of figured out the logjam. They're going to keep Joel Embiid. I think Nerlens Noel is going to stay, and that there's an opportunity for a role here for Nerlens Noel as a defensive stopper, reserve center who plays some time at four. He's going to mix in at a couple of positions based on matchup. And I think Noel, because of his defensive prowess and an evolving offensive game, this guy's scoring 8 points in just 17 minutes. So he's not the terrible offensive player that everybody thinks. You know, he is not a great offensive player, but he's certainly far from the terrible offensive player he was coming into the league. And he's athletic enough that if he can develop some more of an offensive game and an outside shot, he can spend some time on the perimeter. So he'll fit better than Joel Embiid, and he gives you depth and quality defense. Obviously, Dario Saric starting to really emerge for the 76ers as well. Ellisova gives them a veteran presence who can do some quality things and play both forward positions. Ben Simmons, we still haven't seen take the court. TJ McConnell becoming a real solid point guard, ultimately an ideal backup point guard. And with where the 76ers will likely be drafting in this upcoming NBA draft, their stud starting point guard of the future is in that draft and will be added to this roster. So their center situation, once you're comfortable Embiid is 100% clear of the residual leg issues and you know you're going to have him for the next 10-plus years, once he's clear of that with him and Noel, Simmons, Saric, TJ McConnell, backing up whoever that new point guard is. Maybe it's Ball, maybe it's Fultz, who knows? But one of them's going to be a star, and they're going to be in the 76ers' backcourt. Nick Stauskas has emerged as a role-playing two-guard. Gerald Henderson, another role-playing two-guard. Robert Covington, a role-playing small. See, you go out in this upcoming draft, and you get that stud point guard to go with this bevy of fours and fives and guys that can play some three. And then maybe the Okafor trade that's being rumored, that where he might be on the move to New Orleans. Maybe that nets you a lightly protected or lottery protected number one who can turn into a wing player that can help you. Because that's basically what would be left. You know, they're going to use their top number one pick that's going to be somewhere in the top three to solve the point guard. With Simmons and Saric, they've solved power forward. With Embiid and Noel, they've solved center. They've got to kind of fine-tune small forward, shooting guard, and get some frontline guys there and guys that can stretch the floor and guys that can really make a difference. I think that's important for them. And I think the move of Jahlil Okafor could go a long way in helping that happen. And the rumored move is the New Orleans Pelicans. And the reason is, obviously, for the 76ers, they have to clear up the logjam. And Jahlil Okafor has to be the guy that goes. He is the odd man out amongst those 76ers centers. That's become the foregone conclusion. He's the square peg in the round hole. The Pelicans, on the other hand, want to get some scoring help for Anthony Davis and would be much more comfortable with him playing a lot of four as opposed to a lot of five where he keeps getting beat up and hurt. He's a great player, Anthony Davis, on both ends of the floor, terrific rebounder, incredible offensive force. Very good defender. Here's the problem. Playing fives all the time, they're much bigger than he is. He's a thinner player. He is much better as a four. You bring in Okafor, and there's your five. A great back-to-the-basket player and low post scorer and a solid rebounder. He's not much of a defender, and he doesn't have a ton of foot speed in today's to fit well in a lot of today's pick-it-up-and-put-it-down games. And that may be where the issue lies if you're the Pelicans. Your head coach, if you're going to be there, Alvin Gentry, likes to play a real fast-paced game. I don't know that fast-paced game fits Okafor. But I do believe that Okafor allowing Davis to move out to the four could help this team an awful lot. And the bottom line is, if you're the Sixers, yeah, you invested the number three overall pick in Okafor, but you knew going in that you were acquiring assets. And that when you sorted out deck chairs, some of these moves were not going to be the best of moves. And Okafor for them looks like something of a bust because they're not going to get back, you know, a pick that has the potential to be the number three overall pick. They're going to get some kind of first round pick. If they can push to lightly protected where it's you know, the front half of the lottery is protected from them. That would be a nice win. Is it as good as what you drafted? No, but it's pretty close. And it put you in a position to get a two-guard or small forward that can really make an impact on this team, help space the floor, and fill what look like the two gaping holes on this roster. If it's a lottery-protected pick, still not so bad. Not quite what you want, but certainly a first-round pick that has a potential to be bring some added personnel. And again, I know you look at this move and it looks like a massive mistake with the number three overall pick just, you know, in the 2015 draft. It's just one draft to go. But the realities are he was the best available player. They took him. They didn't have enough talent that they could get choosy. It was best available player, irrespective of position. Now you're sorting out the deck chairs. In this case, you're probably not getting full value. And if you're the 76ers in this deal, it's all about the first round pick that you can get from New Orleans. Anything they send over that's part of a salary dump, it's insignificant because quite simply, you have so much salary cap space, it really doesn't matter to you. We'll pick it up right there in the next segment. We'll also bounce around some of the other trade rumors around the NBA, take a look at the standings a little bit, try and get to some college hoops, all next here on The Attack.
It's Eric here from Together.Guide with your Together Minute. Ask anyone who's married, and they'll tell you that no matter how healthy the marriage, you're going to disagree at times. Sometimes the conflict is easy to handle, and sometimes it'll make you wonder why you ever got married in the first place. Either way, when the inevitable conflict arises, you essentially have three options. Break up, ignore it, or use the conflict to deepen your relationship. Now, I suggest the third. And yes, it's easier said than done, but here's the Jedi mind trick. Stop convincing and start understanding. Fundamentally, we're all arguing because deep down we think we need to prove our point in order to be safe. And it might be true. Regardless, understanding the deep trigger of fear behind the argument is your access point to truly knowing yourself and your partner. If you can do that, you'll create a love that lasts a lifetime. This is Eric Newton from the Together Podcast. To learn more about our show, visit our website, www.together.guide. The Together Minute is brought to you by Match.com. One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Well, if you're the 76ers, the truth of the matter is, everything is okay. The process is starting to take shape. Not yet necessarily resulting in wins and losses, but they're sure playing much better ball. They found a true star in Joel Embiid, and they're really starting to sort out deck chairs. And we're talking about a trade, possibly between the 76ers and Pelicans. Again, I get why the Pelicans want to do this. They need another scorer, and they want to move Anthony Davis out to the four. And at just 21 years old, Okafor can develop into that franchise scorer. I don't know that he necessarily fits in what Alvin Gentry wants to do. I also don't know with the poor job that Alvin Gentry's done coaching this team, they're going to be there that long. But, you know, Okafor lined up next to Davis intrigues. Again, I don't know how well Okafor is going to be able to pick him up and put him down if you decide to be one of those breakneck pace teams. But I know that him in the post, he'll score 20 and grab you 10. Davis will clean up a lot of the defensive stuff that Okafor doesn't and will help Okafor on the glass. All of a sudden, you'll be good on the glass. You'll have a dynamic inside scorer who can go over both shoulders and has great feet on the offensive end. Davis will help him out on the defensive end, and we all know how dynamic a scorer Anthony Davis has turned into and what a difference-making player and superstar he's become. And if you can get the right price as far as protecting the pick and making it lottery protected, well, then I think this is a move that the Pelicans have to embrace. And, you know, maybe they get some kind of salary dump sending one of their backup centers. And it obviously won't be Omar or Sheik. Nobody will take that contract. And for the Sixers, it doesn't matter. You want to dump some salary on there, so far under the cap anyway. You know, that's fine if it'll help them facilitate a pick and get a better draft pick. Now, for the Pelicans, the goal is lottery protected pick. For the 76ers, it's lightly protected pick. Either way, I think the Sixers should probably seriously consider this move, as it doesn't seem anything better for Okafor is coming along, and at some point they have to start sorting the deck chairs. If they can get a first-round pick from the Pelicans, lottery protected or not, I think they should strongly consider it. For the Pelicans, if they can dump some salary like Ajinka, the kid Ajinka, the center, Alex Asinka, I forget how he pronounces his name, but if they can move him and get some salary relief and they don't have to give up a lottery pick, in many ways, to me, it's a no-brainer on so many levels for the Pelicans. They move Davis out of that five spot where he gets beat up and they get another offensive force. If they get the salary dump and they have to give out a lightly protected pick where they're protecting the front of the lottery, I'd still consider it. If I'm the 76ers, I'm doing it either way. But if I can win this by taking the salary dump and getting the lightly protected pick, which means, you know, I'm going to potentially get a back half of the lottery pick, that's really a no-brainer, because I really, really think that puts them in a position in this draft to really pull this roster together and start winning games. And then from there, they can kind of finish it up with money spent in free agency, as they're so far under the cap. And Philly's a great basketball town. And once people, and when I say people, I mean NBA players and the agents for these players, can see how close they are to something special there. And with Brian Colangelo now running the show, there's some gravitas there. They may be able to finish putting together this puzzle after this draft with pieces in free agency. And then all of a sudden, maybe the 76ers are really turning the corner. I don't know if you agree, but either way, weigh in at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529 on Twitter, at JoeSpano56. And again, as I say, for the 76ers, if I'm them at this point, I'm making this trade either way, because it doesn't look like offers for Okafor are going to be any better. And he's playing less and less, and he's out of the rotation. You can't spotlight him. He doesn't fit. So even if you have to settle for lottery protected, the salary dump is a minor factor. As long as it's not Omar Asik, you take it, you deal with it, put the guy on the bench and make him a DNP, coach's decision, and you're fine. If you can get something, if you can really score the coup because of the Pelicans' desperation, and I understand why, and I think ultimately they may end up being the winners in this deal, whether they pay a lottery, whether they pay a lottery protected pick or a lighter protected pick. But if I'm the 76ers, it would make it a lot easier for me to swallow this trade if it was a lightly protected pick and I could get something at the back of the lottery for a guy just two drafts ago in the 2015 draft. I drafted at the front of the lottery. So it'll be interesting to see how all that shakes down. But I think this trade is logical. And as we often like to say, it's just crazy enough to work, which means it probably won't happen. But I do like this trade for both sides. It helps the 76ers sort out those deck chairs. It helps put them in a position to get another piece that could finish up this rebuilding project. And for the Pelicans, it gives them another legit scorer and allows them to move Anthony Davis out of the pivot where he is getting killed. 800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number again to weigh in, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. I guess the next order of business will be, as far as the NBA, will be Sacramento. Vlade Divac has said that the Sacramento Kings are going to keep Boogie Cousins. They are not going to put Cousins on the trade block. And I guess in their case, rightfully so. You know, he is a flawed superstar, but he is lights out a superstar and maybe the best pure center in the game of basketball today. Maybe. He is that good of a player. He is a flawed player. He is a mercurial player. You know, the relationship that he has with this franchise is always in turmoil. His relationship with the city is much, much better. And maybe that's the thing that makes this marriage work. He has a great love for the city of Sacramento and the people in it, and he has become ingrained in the community. His relationship with Vlade Divac at times, and this entire Sacramento front office, ownership group, coaching staff, and everybody else at times can range from dysfunctional to downright crazy. But Dave Yeager there is the head coach. That's a step in the right direction. You know, his relationship with George Karl was terrible. His relationship with Dave Yeager is much better. His relationship with Vlade Divac is up and down. Let's be honest about it. It is very much an up and down relationship. His relationship with the team as a whole is up and down. And Divac hasn't done a great job of putting together this roster. There's no identity. They don't have young stars. There's really not much there beyond Boogie Cousins. But he wants to stay in Sacramento as he loves the community. Because of his, you know, highly publicized run-ins with the organization and with some of their coaches of the past and some of the issues he's had, he's another one of these flawed superstars who you can't trade and get anywhere near equal value, especially for a player this young, this talented. It may turn out to be a mistake if that were the direction that the Sacramento Kings went. So they're probably best served to hang on to two Boogie Cousins because Sacramento is not a great basketball destination. You actually have a true superstar that wants to play there. You are lacking a clear identity right now for sure. And I think that's the biggest given of them all. You don't have young stars. The 76ers can swap first-round picks with you. And that means that you're not in as enviable a position in the draft as you could be. Because if you have a better first-round pick than the 76ers, they're going to take it from you. So you lack young star power. you're not in a great position or the driver's seat to get more. You're saddled with Rudy Gay's salary. They have all kinds of issues. The one constant is Boogie Cousins. You know what you do? Take them, keep them, lock them up, don't trade them, and build around him. Build around him. And then from there, you've got to start charting a course and setting an identity for this organization beyond just losing game after game, day after day, week after week. So to me, a very, very smart move by Vlade Divac and coming out and saying, we're not trading Cousins because there's no reason to trade him. You're not going to get equal value for him or fair market value for him. You're not going to get back star power for him. So keep him. He's your true superstar. He's a flawed superstar, but he's your flawed superstar and he wants to be there. Now your bigger problems are charting out the identity for the rest of this franchise and surrounding him with some pieces. They really need to get to work in Sacramento. They need to draft right for once. They need to try and get some free agents to come there. And they need to put a roster together. Otherwise, by the time they're any good, DeMarcus Cousins is going to be an old center. So take advantage of the fact that he wants to be there. You know, kind of reset, reboot, chart this course, and move forward. And really make a concerted effort to upgrade this young talent as there's so little of it on the Sacramento Kings. And again, as I say, it's a franchise lost in the abyss. But there's a big redwood to hang your hopes on, and he's Boogie Cousins. 800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56. I guess final thought, we circle back to Cleveland perhaps. Watching the 140-135 overtime victory by the Cavaliers over the Wizards made a lot of people say, and I read a lot of articles on this, well, the Wizards are for real and they're dangerous and they could be the biggest challenger in the East for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I don't know that I necessarily quite believe that. You know, after a real rotten start, they really have, I have to give them credit, they have found their footing. And they've got a truly elite superstar point guard in John Wall. They've got a terrific two-guard in Bradley Beal. Otto Porter has finally become what we all thought he could be. And, you know, he's a 15-point-a-night scorer, grabbed 6.5 rebounds, and is an efficient offensive player and a great wing defender. So he's exactly what we all thought he would be, a great third option for you. And then with Marcin Gortat, a terrific center, they've got pieces. I don't know that they're better than Toronto or Boston yet, and the biggest threat to Cleveland, but they certainly now are making themselves a threat. We'll tie a bow around this Tuesday edition next here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, no flipping.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, another great edition of the Spano and Black Attack is in the books. It was another outstanding two-hour extravaganza filled with scintillating sports talk, interviews with the best and brightest in the world of sports. It really just had it all. And again, if you missed any of it and want to check it out, take advantage of following us at Sports Byline USA on Twitter, because you can listen to Best of Byline, that two-hour block of the best of the programming from earlier in the day, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time, right here weekdays on Sports Byline. And you can catch up with anything you missed. If you follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA, we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. Or take advantage of all the digital platforms that we're on. All the archived content on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher.com. Or go to our award-winning homepage, sportsbyline.com. And the best of our interviews are up there. And they're separated by genre. Whether it be your favorite sport or form of entertainment, you can catch them all. So there's really no excuse to miss any part of your favorite programs here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We give you so many opportunities to catch up on your schedule and listen to what you want to listen to. So take advantage of it. All right, we're out of here. Special thanks to my producer, Robert, the entire staff at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, who I couldn't do it without. Until we meet again, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.